Today I forgot my sefer Shmiras Halashim. Beis Hashem, we'll start on Thursday Shmiras Halashim. We're going to start now with the Gemara. We'll go straight into the Gemara.
19b.
I forgot my sefer. So we're holding now 19b. So we're going to start over the Gemara yesterday, because today's really a continuation. But as Hashem, we'll get through this piece of Gemara now. Hashem's up. Hashem, Nasem, Nasem.
We backtrack a little bit?
We're going back to the Gemara we started yesterday. Kutcher.
I missed the
announcement. Just go downstairs at 12 o'clock for tefillah.
Not
having tefillah,
it's true.
Nothing
going downstairs,
it's true. There's what?
There's what? No, I'm sorry. Are we starting a new statement today?
No, I forgot to say for Baruch Hashem, so I'm going to start now with the Gemara. I'm going to do stuff in the Hebrew one. May I use this one? Why not?
What?
I'm going to use the Hebrew one because it's hard. Okay, see, Hashem sent us a Shmiras Halashim.
So this is still. And you still want to classify this as Shabbos this time?
I'm going to see because I'm really going to start. Okay, let's go. Right, we're going to start the Gemara because I want to do it from the Hebrew one. It's easier for you. This is English. I don't understand for some reason. This book. I don't know why. Different person. Fine. So we're going to start the Gemara. Let's start over the Gemara Ezra on Thursday. Hopefully, tomorrow we'll start Shmiras Halashim. Whoever has a book of Shmiras Halashim can bring it. Rather, we're going to go through the Hebrew version.
Hebrew version, yeah.
Hebrew Shmiras Halashim,
right?
What? Usually the R is just right here.
Yeah. Okay, good.
It's usually together. Chavos Hamezid with Chavos Chaim Hamezid separate. We try to go from the Hebrew one inside. Whoever has the Sefer Shmiras Halashim in Hebrew, bring it. It's different. It's all the Midrashim, all the Chazals give Chizik to us not to speak Lashon Hara, and Chizik on Torah some chapters. It's very nice. It's like Midrashim and Chazals. So whoever wants to bring their Hebrew or English, that's going to help them. But Shmiras Halashim will do the Hashem starting on Thursday. But let's see the Gemara. Over here, let's see the Gemara. Kachay, Kachim, V'chulu. Right, we learned here yesterday that the Mishnah said, right, what our Mishnah say, Kachay, Kachim, that are, and a statue, which really, it's referring, when it says V'chulu, it means a statue, means referring to the case of Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, which eat out of the walls of Yerushalayim, someone who eats Maaser Sheni without redeeming it, outside the walls of Yerushalayim, gets Malkus. So the Gemara asks, Tinyana Chada Zimna was already taught one time in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph in the beginning of this Mishnah. It's really the beginning of that Mishnah. Why did it say on Yud Zayin again? He already said on Yud Gimel. What does it say? Ma'aser Sheni v'Hekdesh Shaloi Niftu. It says on Daf Yud Gimel Ma'aser Sheni or Hekdesh, which weren't redeemed, and you ate them, you get Malkus. It's the same halacha twice. So Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, it's two different things. Seifa, but Ma'aser Sheni Tahar, the Gavra Tahar. The Seifa, the end, which is the Mishnah, Daf Yud Zayin, was talking about the Ma'aser Sheni was pure and the person was pure. Vika Achalei Chus L'Chayma. And over there, he ate it outside the wall. Like we thought, that was a simple case that we thought. A pure man eating pure stuff outside the wall. That's why you got Malkus. The Reish and Yud Gimel is a whole different case. What's the ratio of the beginning of the Mishnah, the beginning, which is the ratio of that Mishnah, the beginning of that Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel? It's Tami Yenu Halacha. It's teaching me that the Ma'aser Sheni Tame, the Ma'aser Sheni was Tame, the Gavra Tame, or the person was Tame, right? Because Vav could mean and or, here means or, that Taisa says over here means or the person was Tame. The Ka'achli Bi Yerushalayim, and you were eating it in Yerushalayim. So you were eating it in the right place. You were eating it in Yerushalayim. Just either the person was Tamei or either the person was Tamei or the Ma'aser Sheni or the Ma'aser Sheni was Tamei. And we explained yesterday how does that fit into the case. So how is that the case? What does it say over there? It says over there that you ate, what does it say in the ratio? How did our Gemara start? It says Ma'aser Sheni or Hektish that weren't redeemed. If you eat them you get Malkus. How is that this case that you are tummy with the Ma'aser Sheni is tummy? How is that this case?
The same thing, you have to.
But you're in Yerushalayim, you don't have to redeem it. Redeeming is not really so necessary. Meaning, on a surface level.
What's the question? How do you know it's tummy?
How do you understand from the Mishnah? We're saying this is the case of the ratio.
Yeah.
How is this the case of the ratio? What do you see in the words of the ratio? What do ratios say? The ratio says, Ashashani, the hektish that weren't redeemed. Right? Okay. If you eat that, you get malchus. What do we say in the case is? That you ate it when you're tummy, when the food is tummy. How's that the case? Where do you see it in the words?
Redemption. Because if you can redeem it onto a coin and buy something that is pure, then you have no problem. Now, if you're tummy, then that's a problem. You have to go to the mikveh and
it's true. So, right, you're really right. That's the shot that was sent these yesterday. Maybe you can say it a little better, that a little different. That the case is your problem was you didn't redeem it. Meaning, either you are tummy or the Meister Shani's tummy. So where did you go wrong over here? You could have eaten the same fruits and redeemed them. You would have been okay. So your issue is, you know what your issue is? That you didn't redeem it. That wasn't really what you did wrong. It was what you did. You ate these fruits. What should have you done? You're allowed to eat these fruits. Just redeem them.
You said you can switch out Meister Shani.
That's the money.
On money and then go with a pinion and go purchase
new food. Yeah, 100%. It's beautiful. That's what you're supposed to do.
So how would you do it? The practice. You have tummy food.
And you had to take money. Say this.
If you're pure, how would you even deal with this?
Okay, so you have tummy food.
I don't have to touch the fruits. First of all,
I'm redeeming this.
Under these $10.
Onto this $10.
And then take this $10 and go over to the store and buy fruits, $10 worth of fruits. And then that's
so
it.
So really, you're getting a loss on this thing.
Why getting a loss?
Whose money is it? Your money.
I'm switching. I didn't get any loss.
You're switching what?
I'm taking the tummy fruits.
You're taking your tummy fruits.
And I'm switching the
and
other
now
money.
And you're putting it onto your money.
Now
you have to take your money and go buy other fruits.
So why did I lose? I can still eat my tummy fruits.
And you can still lose.
I'm allowed to eat my tummy fruits. I can do whatever. I could eat them. I just can't eat tummy fruits when they're in the state of my sushini. I'm a Yisrael. Yisrael is
putting the Meister Shani onto the
yeah, onto the money, and the Meister Shani move it over to new fruits.
I understand. You switch the Meister Shani over, bought new Meister Shani fruit, and the food stays in tummy, and it doesn't matter.
Yes, I'm a Yisrael.
Still benefit.
Regular Yisrael is allowed to eat tummy fruits, right?
Even inside the gates of Yerushalayim,
right?
No, even if they're fruits, if they're tummy fruits. If they're fruits, if it's Meister Shani, you can. But if I just I'm a Yisrael, I'm allowed to eat tummy fruits. So I moved the kedusha onto money. When I bought new pomegranates,
right.
And these original pomegranates, I'm going to eat. Stop. So they're telling me, who cares? I don't care. Me only.
It drops down from my sushani to hulin.
Right. It's going to become a hulin. So your issue over here was
and
what should
no
you do?
There's no problem eating hulin.
Right. It's not a problem eating hulin. It's not. Meaning either if you were tummy or the fruits were tummy. So you shouldn't have eaten them. What did you do wrong? You should have redeemed them. So that's the Mishnah's case. Now we understand what the Mishnah said.
But the problem is if you're tummy,
right,
then you have to go to the mikveh. At least, and then, purify yourself for lack of a better word in English.
Right, it's true. So now, this guy, or you could just, for today, if you're not pure yet, whatever the case is, you didn't go to the mikveh yet, so just switch the fruit, and you can eat the same fruit. So we said, what was the case of the ratio that you ate the fruits without redeeming them? It's the same case of the seifa. You ate Meister Shani fruits without redeeming them. Saying here, that wasn't a problem. Your whole issue wasn't you didn't redeem them because they were kedusha. Your problem was you were tummy. So you should have redeemed the fruits.
The problem is the fruits were tummy.
So right. In the Sefer, the case is you're outside Yerushalayim. So you should have eaten the fruits. You should have redeemed the fruits so you could eat these fruits. You should have put the Kedusha onto the money so you could eat these fruits. And the Reisha also, you should have redeemed the fruits, put it on money, so you could eat the fruits even though you're in the state of Tumah. Mm-hmm. So that's how it fits into the case of the Reisha. Again, the Reisha was, you had Meister Shani. You were in Yerushalayim, you didn't redeem it. It's like a quiz. Had it a case that you're in Yerushalayim, we still want you to redeem your fruits.
Tummy.
I said fruits are tummy. Or you're tummy, the fruits are tummy, right? Usually you redeem
your fruits. If you're tummy, what difference would it make if you redeem your fruits?
If I'm tummy because then I'm allowed to eat these fruits now. These fruits aren't my Sershani fruits. I redeem these fruits. My best basket of fruits I'll buy tomorrow. I'll save the $10 and tomorrow right. I'll go buy.
Then I'll go buy my
Sershani fruits when I become pure again. But now, if I'm tummy, these are regular chulin fruits.
Right.
Good?
Yeah.
So that's the first case. That's the first case, Mishnah, that you ate the Sershani, you're in Yerushalayim, and you didn't redeem, but you're not allowed to redeem. It's really interesting because the halacha in Yerushalayim, you're usually not allowed to redeem fruits. You know that? You're only allowed to redeem fruits if you're outside Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, it's usually, if you're able to eat the fruits, eat them. It's usually usher to redeem them. However, in this case, you're supposed to redeem them, because this case where they're tummy, you can't eat them, Maisa Sheni. So in this case, when you're messed up, you have to redeem them to get your Maisa Sheni. He's a tummy anymore.
So you are redeeming.
Yeah, in this case, you would. Yeah, in this case, it's interesting. But usually, Maisa Sheni, you're not allowed.
So,
it's interesting.
That's foolishness. Why would a person come to Yerushalayim being tummy? Why wouldn't he be tummy?
Let's say he's lucky. He lives in Yerushalayim.
Yeah. Touch a dead rat.
He came to me in Yerushalayim.
There is no such thing as dead rats in Yerushalayim. It says in the Gemara, when the Beis HaMikdash existed, there was no road, there was no...
he became to me, he was a Baal Keri in Yerushalayim. I don't know, whatever happened.
Someone died.
In the
end,
he still had fruit.
Yes,
in
the end, he still had fruit.
But of your fruit, they're not coming.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. No, that's fine. But like, in the end, he's still out.
Yeah, but even then you're not allowed. But even then, usually it's usher. If you're ready in Yerushalayim, even if you're putting on $10, you're going to buy new fruits in 2 minutes, you're not allowed to do it in Yerushalayim. You only need a whole heter to redeem. The whole option is usually only outside Yerushalayim. Even though you're going to buy new fruits.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like in this particular case, maybe the reason why it's all high altitude is because you're going to get the Maaser Sheni fruits in the end anyway.
Even then, usually it's usher anyway. Even in a regular case, it's still usher. In a regular case, even though I have fruits, I'm going to put on money and buy new fruits, it's still usher, usually.
No, it's good.
Interesting. But in this case, it's tummy, so therefore we're telling you it's good. Fine, it's interesting. See, we learn my tashani here. Baruch Hashem. Fine, so that's the answer that we're saying, that the ratio is referring to either he is tummy or the Maaser Sheni is tummy and it's usher. However, the one wants to know now, who told you, what's your source for this halacha? You're telling me this is the case of the Mishnah. This scenario, the Mishnah is either your tummy or your fruits are tummy. But the one wants to know, what's your source that such a issur exists? You're saying this is the scenario of the Mishnah. Who says such a thing exists?
That eating in Yerushalayim in a state of Tuma would give him offers.
Yeah, who says such a problem? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why it's actually a Vav Mem No Lav is a Umina Lay. From where is it to him? Where is it to this Tana? Where is it to Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina? Right? This halacha that you're not allowed to eat it. You got malchus for eating if you're tummy, the Maaser Sheni is tummy. So why is it we nominate to mechayev olah mishum tuma, that you're chayev on it malchus because of tuma? Either if you're tummy, the Maaser Sheni is tummy. The Tanya we taught in the price of Reb Shimon Aimer, Rabbi Arta, we met it with tummy. In the vidui that person says. The farmer says when he comes at the end of the third year, right? He said, I took off all my trumas and all my meisters, my sarisha, right? At the end of the 3 years, the end of like one cycle of trumas and meisters, right? Because the first and second year you get my sarisha, meister sheni. The third year you get my sarisha, meister ani. At the end of the third year, you come to Beis HaMikdash, you say a whole vidui. They say, I did everything correctly and I didn't do anything bad. So over here, what's part of the text that you say? The pasuk brings down. And this pasuk is from Tavarim Chavav. So what does it say? I didn't get rid of anything in Tumah. So what do we explain that to mean? What am I saying? What am I proclaiming? Bein she'ani tameh, whether I was tameh v'hu tahar, whether I was tameh and the fruits were tahar, or bein or whether she'ani tahar, I was pure v'hu tameh, the fruits were tameh. We're saying I never got rid of the fruits like that, which means I never ate the fruits in such a way. Either I was tameh, I never consumed the fruits in such a way, either I was tameh or the fruits were tameh. So we see in the Vilu, if it's sure already, that such a concept exists. That if you or the fruit might change tummy, you get malchus. However, the Gemara still asks, Behecha Muzer, but where were you warned? In order to get malchus, you have to be warned. So it's true, I see in the text of the Vidui. But where you see, were you warned? Where were you warned, al achilu? Sorry. So Gemara says, Eini yadea. Sorry. Gemara says, I don't know. Mara said, where were you warned on eating Maaser Sheni if you or the Maaser Sheni? Some of the Mara said, I don't know. So Mara said, what do you mean? Tumas HaGuf. Let's break it down. If there's Tumas HaGuf, if the case is your guf, the body of the person was tummy, the Hedyuk said explicitly, it was written, we have a pasuk in the Torah. What does it say over here? Nefesh HaShati Gabay, the nefesh that touches it, V'tama Ad HaErev. There it's called my older types of tumah. We stay with here, you can't eat the kachin. And like Rashi in the Rebbe we saw yesterday explained, the end of the pasuk says, Ki imrachas basar. How do you let yourself eat the kachim? Only all you have to do is just go to the mikvah. That's all. Which they, where we brought in the Rivan and Rashi brought down, and what Rivan explains, in the case of a Balkari, someone who has a mission, to him to eat Maaser Sheni, all he has to do is go to the mikvah. Doesn't have to wait till the Erev, and not like all other comics, doesn't have to wait till Erev, doesn't need, yeah, it's not like Tumas Mace. Fine. So he's saying over here, this part, what do we see in this pasuk? It says in the pasuk straight down, a soul never should take a bite, they tell about the Erev. But you can't eat any kachim. Of course, Maaser Sheni is a considered kachim. Everybody's asking a good question in that. What do you think? The Gemara earlier told us that Maaser Sheni is chulin. So, of course, the Gemara didn't really mean that it's chulin. The Gemara didn't mean that it's chulin. The Gemara just meant compared to Bechar, it's considered chulin. And we see a regular person can eat it in Yerushalayim. You have to be a kohen. But of course, Maaser Sheni is still a higher level. You can't do whatever you want. It's not to be in Yerushalayim. It's still a level of kachin. So we learn from this pasuk that when the person is tummy, that's clear to me. When the person himself is tummy, that's clear to me that he can't eat Maaser Sheni. Of course, I understand that he can't eat the Maaser Sheni when he's tummy. We have a pasuk. Or rather, where do we have a question? What's the Gemara's question? What are we trying to figure out? Tumas atzmai minayin. The tumah itself. The meiser itself has tumah. Minayin. From where do we know? Tumas atz minayin. From where do we know that? From where do we know that you get malchus? If you let's say you're pure, and the meiser sheni is tumah, how do we know you get malchus? That's the Gemara's question. So on that, the Gemara brings a whole limos. I guess it wasn't so simple to the Gemara. They bring a whole complicated drasha to understand that it's a problem. But now, which way do we miss? Which way do we miss? From where do we know? Tumas asma minayim. Tumas, the tuma itself, the meiser itself, minayim. From where do you know? What's your source that you get malchus? Oh, so wait, the Gemara. So this is where we got up to yesterday in Shir. So what does the Gemara say? Tachseiv, because it's written, Laisucha le'echa b'sharecha. This is our pasuk that we love. It says, you cannot eat it in your gates. What's this one? And it says over there in the pasuk, if we remember, what's the first thing it says in the pasuk? Laisucha lecha b'sharecha. Meister. Meister. The gancha, tirashcha, v'tirech, which would include all meisters. Even meister sheni, any meister, you can't eat it. Right? It's sure with meister sheni, you can't eat it. You can't eat it in your gates. Which means you have to eat meister in Yerushalayim. See, meister sheni, Yerushalayim, do not eat it in your gates. Right? However, the Gemara explained to us, this pasuk is really telling us much more. It's not just telling us don't eat it in your gates, and you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. In these words, don't eat it in your gates, beneath the surface, it's telling you also that you can't eat it when the Maaser Sheni is tummy. Where in the world do you see that? That's what I was going to say. The Suga B'Shalach B'Sharech is telling you don't eat it in your gates, which means ask Yerushalayim, or don't eat it when it's tummy. Right. That's really what it means. And how does it mean that? So we have to take us on a trip to Bechar. Because what is it say by Bechar? Ula Alana, further on by the Parsha of Bechar. Anyway, further on by Bechar, what does it say? Which is going to be in a few prakim later in Devarim Tezval. What does it say? Bisharecha techelenu, in your gates you should eat it. Hatame v'atar. In your case, you should eat it. What's pure, the tame ba'atar. Now, what's that referring to, that pasuk? That pasuk is referring to by Bechar. What do you do with the firstborn kosher animal? What do you do with the firstborn kosher animal? You sacrifice it. And the meat goes to the kayin. Right? That's not like a Bechar. Yeah. However, what do you do once it gets punished? What do they do these days? What do they do with Bechar these days? You leave it till it gets a blemish. What's the halacha once it gets a blemish? Yeah, once it gets a blemish. So first of all, it's not good. So once you got a blemish, it's no longer fit for a sacrifice. So therefore, you don't have to bring it for a bechar.
It's still fit. It's still vain.
Yeah. Okay. So it's important. It's an important point. It's an important point. Over here, this is what we're talking about. We're not talking about a case that became a treif, or the animal became treif that you could no longer shecht it and eat it. It got a mum, let's say it got a stub, it broke its toe, or it got a blemish in the eye, which halakhically it could live another few years, it could live through the year. So you could, a regular person couldn't, just specifically for karma, it's disqualified for a karma. You could no longer bring it for a sacrifice, but of course to eat it, it's not a treat, but you can still eat it. So ka'amo. Then the halacha is you're allowed to eat it. Right. That's halacha. Everyone's allowed to eat it.
Even
once it gets a mum. These days, they want to do it with every bechor.
I don't know.
They eat. They let it wait.
I'm a bechor, but I don't have any money yet. I don't know.
Right, but if they ate a thorn, which is quite common,
right,
it would get a blemish in the stomach.
Who knows? You don't say that. If
fine. Let's say, whatever the case is, we're not going to hold the bechor now. The halacha is that once it gets a bechor, once it gets a mum, then the halacha is anyone can eat it, not a koyin. However, there's still certain restrictions applied to this animal. It still has a certain level of kedusha, and you can't benefit from it.
Huh?
The only thing you can do is shechet and eat its meat.
Can you purposely give it a mum?
You're allowed to leave it around, let it pasture in a place that it'll probably get a mum.
Can I break its foot?
Oh, you're not allowed to give it
no.
a mum. You can't give it a mum. But it's not so hard. Let it go where it wants. Let it walk around, it'll get a mum. It'll get a mum. It's not so hard. For the animal for a carbon has to be perfect. It can't have any blemishes. You're able to watch it.
Physically let it do it.
No, you can't make a mum. You can't, it's also to disqualify something for a carbon with your hands. If it became disqualified, then it becomes disqualified. So here, this thing became disqualified. Oh, so what does the pasuk say over here? Devar. What does it say? Once it becomes disqualified, it says lechiyeh b'mum. Once it gets a mum, b'seichiyeh becomes blind. Come around, light to the bechanu l'Hashem l'aykama. Don't bring it for a sacrifice. What do you do with it? B'sharecha techalenu. In your gates, you can eat it. Eat it doesn't have to mean Yerushalayim. Anyone can eat it, even Yisrael. Right? Just interesting that the halacha is you can't have hana from it. You can't shear it, and you can't milk it. Rashi, the Rabban brings down all the sources from the pasuk. You can't have any of it. The only thing you can do is shakta and eat the meat.
What
it says
it today?
Today they let it pasture. Also, they let it pasture and let it wait until it gets a mum, and then you can shakta it.
I think there's another way to do it. Maybe you could sell it to a guy.
Fine, they have all these tricks, but I'm saying that's also so you're making that you're not nachal over partners and nachal's bin fuchari. You can be partners. There's a lot of different options. Yeah, there's different options.
You can't benefit. Maybe if you sell it to a guy, you're still benefiting from it, huh?
What they do is you can sell it to a guy from before. The Gemara Bukhari talks
when
about all that, right?
When the mother is pregnant,
the Gemara Bukhari talks about all these situations. The Gemara Bukhari is the whole tractate on Bukhari. I'm not going to go into it now. If you want to look, you learn Mishnayis Bukhari, the whole Gemara. There's a lot of eitzes what to do. One eitz is to let it pasture until it gets a mum. There's a lot of other eitzes. You can make partners, and if you make partners, and if you make a partnership, or a guy is a partner. Basically, learn Marsal Bukhari, the first Mishnayis, already give you a lot of big lead on all these halachas. Now, what are we saying about it? You can't shear it, you can't milk it, you can't do any of these things, you can't have hana. The only thing you can do is you shecht it and eat the meat. However, in the pasuk, what does it say? B'sha'arecha techlen, in your gates eat it, meaning not in Yerushalayim, in your gates eat it. Hatame v'hatar yachta. Hatame and a tar person together. Katzvivachai, just like you would eat any other food, make believe it's any other animal. You shecht it from your animals, from your flock, you could eat it. What does the pasuk say over here? Hatame v'hatar, very interesting pasuk. The pure and imperfect together could eat it on one plate. What's that trying to teach me? What's that trying to teach you? What's the Gemara said? What's that trying to teach me? Let's see. Rishmal teaches us. Let's see again. Well, Allah, whoever further on by Bukhari says, Bisharacha techlenu, you could eat it in your gates. Hatami v'hatar, the pure and impure person could eat it in the same plate. Vitani, the Rishmal, the Bismash, Rishmal was taught, they were taught in the Braisa. Afilu tami v'tahar oichlan v'ka'ara achas. Even a pure person and an impure person can eat it for one plate.
Is that impure?
The ein chayshishin, and we're not worried. A that a tami person is eating this bechar. That's fine. It's no longer the status of bechar for this halacha. For a tami person is allowed to eat it, and it no longer bothers us. That the minute the impure person touches this animal, you know what happens? The whole thing becomes impure. Now the pure person is eating impure bechar. So we don't care about anything. We don't care, first of all, that the impure person, first of all, we started off with a pure animal, pure bechar.
Right.
So it doesn't bother us, first of all, the impure person is eating it. That's A. Right? Now we don't care that the impure person is eating bechar. It was something that used to be bechar. B, the minute he touches the food, now the whole bechar becomes impure now. Tell me the guy touched it. It doesn't bother us also for the tahar guy to eat this impure food. So like this, we don't care if the impure person eats the pure bechar. Right, we let him in. The minute he digs in, now this bechar is tamei. We don't care if the next guy comes and sticks his fork into it. the pure guy eats impure bechar. So both ways, it doesn't bother us. Either way, it doesn't bother us.
Does that mean that it has a status of chulin?
No, it does not have a status of chulin. We say it's lower for this halacha, for Hilchos Tumah it does. But not on all halachas, because we see that we don't let you share it, we don't let you milk it, we don't let you...
No, but I mean, once it's checked...
The food, you're saying. You're saying the food.
But even then, you're saying the meat, yes, it seems like the meat could almost have... It's not like even then...
You can't give the meat to the dog.
Right, you're not allowed to feed it to the dog, it's still not food. You can't feed it, we've seen the rebound, you can't feed it to the dog. It's not food. But we're saying, the Torah tells us, for Tumah Tahara, even though by kachin, even though usually we care, for Tumah Hilchos Tumah Tahara, in this case, it's a lower level kachin, it's not yechulin. It's a low enough level, it doesn't bother us. The Hilchos Tumah and Tahara don't bother us, which means a Tameh person can eat it, Kachim a Tameh person can't eat. And also, even when it's Tameh, a pure person can eat it, unlike regular Kachim. Good, so that's what Rabbi Shmuel is learning. So how do we bring this to our case of Maaser Sheni? How we connect the Mechar to Maaser Sheni? So you're telling me that over there, it's Mutter. Over there, if you're Tameh, the food is Tameh, we let you eat it. So Ka'amar Rahmana, the Pasuk is saying, hey, Tameh, the Shari Lacham. This case of Tumah, either you're Tameh or that the food is Tameh, the Shari Lacham, then it's Shari means it's Mutter to you. Then we say it's Mutter to you. The Baal takes that Kavitah. Hech Tameh, the Shari Lacham. Hasa, over there. This, that a Tameh, it's Mutter for a Tameh, if you're Tameh, to eat it in the state of Tumah, it's Mutter, that's only Hasa, that's only over there, by Bechar. But Hacha, over here by Maaser Sheni, Loi teichol, you cannot eat it. How do we get that? Where do you want to pull that out of? Like this. What does it say by us? By us it says, what does it say by us? By us it says, L'sucha lecha b'sharecha. What does it say? It says, L'sucha lecha b'sharecha. Don't loi sucha lecha b'sharecha. Right? Can't eat it in your gates. So we understood first of all, this means you can't eat it out of Yerushalayim. Chutz Yerushalayim. That's first of all. Good. That's first of all. Don't eat in your gates means don't eat it outside Yerushalayim. That's pasuk pshat, right? It's simple pshat. Disagree?
No
way. What does l'sucha lecha b'sharecha mean? Don't eat it in your gates. Which means don't eat it outside Yerushalayim. That's the. However, we say b'sharecha means much, much more. It really means dot, dot, dot. Why? Because by b'char, what does it say by b'char? What does it say? What is the word that say by b'char?
Or that become blemish, you can eat it in your
hands. Oh, b'char that becomes blemish, it said over there. What was the word? It pasuk. It said b'sharecha techulen. Right, this is by Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni. What does it say by b'char? By b'char, what does it say by b'char? B'char says Bisharecha, Bisharecha, Techlen. But then what does it continue? It doesn't stop there over there. What does it continue over there?
Tommy, I can't eat it.
It says, Hatameh, Yachta, Ben Techlen. Which means like this. Over here you're telling me you should eat it in your gates. Right? And what does that mean also? That's A. First of all, you could eat it in your gates. Also, B, you can also eat it in a state of tumah. That's what it says over here. Right. So over here, when it says, don't eat it in your gates, we also want to continue the sentence. Don't eat it in your gates, or when you are in a state of tumah, or the food is in a state of tumah. So it's the opposite of this bisharach. That's what we're saying. Since it says, don't eat it in your bisharach in your gates, say, don't do whatever we told you to do, bisharach. Whatever you do in your gates, you can here, you eat it with a Tameh person, you don't care if the food is Tameh. Don't do that over here in your gates. That's what it means.
It's a
Gezer Shav. It's a Gezer Shav. It's an issue Gezer Shav. Usually Gezer Shav is learning a limud. But we're saying, just like Bisharecha over here means Bisharecha. When we mean eat it in your gates, plus more, plus also a Tameh person could eat it. Here also Bisharecha means don't do Bisharecha and don't let a Tameh person eat it. What?
I think the only thing you're extrapolating from the Gezer Shava is both.
What do you mean is both?
That in the Bahur, you're talking about both. That both the Tami and the Tukur are not allowed to eat from the Bahur. Yeah.
They are allowed to eat.
They're both allowed to eat.
Right, good.
So too, in our pasuk, both
are. You want to go backwards, you're saying are not allowed. It's not a regular gzeir shalom. I'm saying you have to realize.
But we're not changing. One second. We're not changing the meaning of the pasuk.
We're not changing.
The meaning of the pasuk of Bisharefa in Meiser was talking about those who can't eat. The meaning of the pasuk in before was talking about those who can eat. The only thing we're bringing up is both. The concept of both going up.
But we're explaining that when I tell you Bisharefa, I mean both concepts. It means in Bisharefa means two things.
Right.
That's what it means. That's fine, it's both, but how do you see that? I'm saying, how do you see that? Where do you get that? How do you see... How do you make that connection from Bechar to Maitzer Sheni?
Bisharefa connects the two, and just as in before we were talking about both, so too by Maitzer Sheni we're talking about both.
Perfect.
That's it.
100%. It's true. But which means that Bisharefa...
And what both? In the case of Maitzer Sheni, that they were talking in the negative, both in the negative. They're not allowed to eat. In the case of my before, what's the both? The both that they're allowed to eat.
How do you see? But it's funny to make. I'm just explaining in the Gzeir Shava. It's true. I was explaining another step in the Gzeir Shava.
Right.
How do you get that in the Gzeir Shava? I was saying Bisharecha means both. I was saying Bisharecha means dot 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 means both. In the word Bisharecha, it means etc. Bisharecha means whatever Bisharecha means.
Right.
Good.
Yeah.
Bisharecha here means both. It means Bisharecha. You could eat it in your gates and a tummy.
Right.
Bisharecha and a tummy. So here I'm telling you, don't do Bisharecha.
But I was just telling you what you're pulling up. What do you pull? Everyone got confused because one is in the negative, one is in the positive.
Huh.
The only thing we pulled up is the concept of both.
Correct. So bringing up that when I say Bisharecha, it means two things. But we just like over here, Bisharecha, it's sort of two concepts. Right? So the concept of Bisharecha is sort of the concept of that you're allowed to eat it in your gates, and also a tummy can eat it. Here also we're talking about two things. That you're not allowed to eat it in your gates, and you're not allowed to eat it when you or the food are tummy. So,
yeah.
But that's what this Gemara is saying. The Bisharecha, so we thought until the Bisharecha just means you don't eat it outside your Shalayim, it means much more than that. It also means don't eat it when you or the Maaser Sheni are tummy. That's the
Is that because you're solving the Maaser Sheni only has Tahor? It says you don't eat it with Tahor. It doesn't say you can't eat it. So you're also using prevention of... You're also saying that you can't eat Tahor and be Tame. You cannot eat Maaser when you're Tame.
We don't need it. We're seeing it in the Pasuk itself. The Pasuk says, Loi Sucha. The Pasuk says straight out, don't eat it. We're understanding in these words of the Pasuk. Meaning...
The Pasuk of Maaser Sheni... saying, Lo Sukal, you yourself don't eat it.
Right.
You yourself don't eat it. Don't, like, you.
You're not allowed to eat it.
You don't eat it when you're in a state of tummy.
It doesn't say that. It says you're allowed to eat it if you're Tahor. Does that say you're allowed to eat your tummy?
Where?
It might just say you're in the
pasuk. It doesn't say anything about tummy and tar. Just that don't eat it, you're good. It doesn't say a word.
Like what?
It doesn't say anything about tummy and tar in the pasuk straight out.
What is it? Well, I understand, but what are you referencing from it? What's our general understanding of that pasuk?
On a simple level?
Yeah.
Don't eat it in your gates. I mean, don't eat it outside Yerushalayim. Don't eat it in your gates in Ramat Eshkol. Eat it in the walls of Yerushalayim. That's a simple level.
The Maaser Sheni.
Eat the Maaser Sheni, yeah. It's not Maaser Sheni. Leitzuchal HaRav Shecha, Maaser Degancha. Eat the Maaser of your grain. Don't eat it in your gates. Which means, make sure to eat it in the gates of Yerushalayim. That's on a simple level.
Right.
You're saying that means much more than that. It means, don't eat it in your gates. And also, don't eat it in a state of tumah.
It or the thing.
Right. Don't eat it. Right. Don't eat it when there's
tumah. The thing.
When there's the way the Gemara said, when there's tumah.
Just like you or the thing in the before
can be tummy.
Can be tummy.
Here, you or the thing.
Also, you or the thing in Maaser Sheni can be tummy.
Yeah.
All right.
That's so. Let's see. It's a little hard also to read inside.
The question is that. We're trying to answer, where do we have the scriptural warning you can't eat Maaser Sheni when it is coming?
I said, really,
right?
What?
Right?
Correct. Yes. That's the
same. Now, are we talking about place in Yerushalayim as well, right?
Yeah, but that wasn't our Gemara's question. It comes out in the answer, that comes out, that, but that wasn't, we knew that already, meaning that wasn't our Gemara's question about Yerushalayim yet. That we know, it's simple. It says in the Pasuk, don't eat it in your gates. That means
so
you must.
Don't eat what?
Don't eat Maaser Sheni in your gates. What does the pasuk say in the Sefer?
Don't eat
Ma'aser Sheni. Loisucha lecha b'sherecha. Ma'aser
Degan. What are we solving for right now? We're solving for where's
what's the what's that? You're two different. What's that? Wait for him. You want to know on a simple level? On a simple level, we really know already. You shouldn't eat it. We know a simple pasuk shot it. Don't eat it in your gates means. Don't eat it outside Yerushalayim. That was simple to us. We don't know. How do we know you can't eat it in a state of tumah?
That's what we're talking about.
What's your question?
It says, where we know that your this was after the Reisha. It said the Reisha. It said Meister Sheni Tame Ugaver Tame Vaka Achil Leiv Yerushalayim.
Right.
That's the statement we're working on. It says, and where we know that you're chayev,
even in
Tumah. And we're talking, this is referencing back to Yerushalayim, right?
Correct.
So that's special reference.
It's either or. I understand your question. We're not saying you're not allowed to eat it. We're not explaining the pasuk now. You're not allowed to eat it in your gates when you're Tumah. It's two different drushes. You're not allowed to eat it in your gates, A. And also, you can't eat it. And also, you can't eat it when you're in a state of Tumah. It's two different halachas. We're not good. We're making two different halachas. First of all, you're not eating in your gates. It has to be in your shalayim. And second of all, don't eat it when you or the food is in a state of tumah.
Right, but that's the original pasuk of Bisharecha, the original Ma'aser Sheni pasuk, teaches us you have to eat it in your shalayim.
Oh, right.
So that you're not learning from the Gezeirah Shavah. You're learning, I think that's from the original teaching that you learned that you. That and then the Gezeirah Shavah is only teaching us what it is that you're not.
In addition, you're also not allowed to eat it when you're when the food is in a state of tumah.
Right.
That's it. Right. It kind of our case happens to be. Fred is right. Our case happens to be that you're eating it in a state of tumah. You're in Yerushalayim. You're not doing both. Our case happens to be you're only doing one problem. You're not doing
outside.
Yeah. Right? Everybody having tefillah downstairs. So it's about 12 o'clock. Shem.